serious cyber security scare involving OpenAI's most advanced technology has some US policymakers rushing to push through tighter regulations on the most powerful artificial intelligence systems. OpenAI admitted this week that one of its models broke out of a test environment and hacked into another company's computer systems, stole data, and did so without any human involvement. It's believed to be the first fully autonomous AI cyber attack recorded, sending shockwaves through Silicon Valley and lawmakers in Washington, D.C. and beyond. Dr. Henry Shevlin is a philosopher and AI ethicist at the University of Cambridge and Google DeepMind. He's speaking to us today in a personal capacity. Dr. Shevlin, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning, Sally.
How significant is this breakout of OpenAI?
Well, I think it's definitely a big deal, though we have to be a little bit careful about what it really shows. So the context, for any listeners who don't know, is that OpenAI were deliberately testing the model to see what kind of dangerous cyberactive actions it could take. Basically, they told it, develop these hacks that solve these cyber challenges using whatever means necessary. And the model took that a little bit too far. It's sort of like giving a student an exam sheet saying, I want you to use whatever it takes to get the answers. And the student goes and breaks into the principal's office and steals the answer key.
Is it a wake-up call on how quickly these systems are developing and advancing, Henry?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's the number one lesson people should take from this. Not necessarily that AI is already going rogue, but just the capabilities of these systems are improving at an incredible rate. Now, you know, this model, in order to escape its sandbox environment, discovered a whole bunch of novel bugs, basically, in the access it had to the internet, and used these bugs to hack the third-party website to get the answer key in question. So the main lesson, I think, is just these models are getting more autonomous, more agentic, and a lot smarter.
What does it mean for the company itself? I mean, there's been a huge amount of global media coverage about this. It's frightened some people, but does it also show for the company that its AI model is advanced and it's a very virulent strain of AI?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of a flex, as the kids would say. The model's capabilities are certainly displayed very vividly when it breaks into another company's website and exfiltrates their data. On the other hand, I think it's a little bit too cynical to say that the only reason OpenAI are discussing this is some kind of PR stunt. You know, this was a serious incident. The company, the third-party website Hugging Face, did report this independently. They didn't know it was OpenAI's model that did this at the time. So OpenAI really did have no choice but to come forward. But yeah, there's a certain sense in which this does at least allow them to say, look at how crazily powerful our models have become.
So what are the views within this area of study and research about what comes next? I mean, the researchers set up this experiment. It went a bit further than expected. But are there concerns that even when AI is more in a resting state, that more of these incidents could happen?
Absolutely. This is a major source of concern all around the world. So here in the UK, where I'm speaking from, we've got a dedicated institute called the AI Security Institute. I understand that one's been set up in Australia, still getting going, to study exactly these kinds of risks. And I'd separate two kinds of risks here. The one that I think often gets talked about is the kind of more science fiction risk of these models going completely rogue with no human instructions whatsoever, which is not exactly what happened here. But I think the thing that everyone is concerned about is that cyber criminals or other bad actors could use these incredibly powerful models to conduct cyber attacks at a massive scale. And I think we've really crossed the threshold in the last 6 months in terms of what these models can do in terms of cyber warfare and cyber attacks.
So could the biggest concern be not so much these things going rogue on their own, but this kind of tech being harnessed by malicious actors?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's the primary concern, at least in the near term. You know, of course, there are big questions when these systems eventually get smarter than humans. I think the kind of Terminator scenarios that people worry about, they're not totally crazy. You know, a lot of the world's top computer scientists, Nobel Prize winners like Geoffrey Hinton, you know, they take these risks seriously. But I think right now, at least for the next few years, the primary concern will be how to manage the rollout of these incredibly powerful tools to the general public. We already saw earlier this month, or last month, the Donald Trump limited access to non-Americans to Fable, the most powerful Anthropic model. And Anthropic had to basically suspend access to the model for everyone because they had no way of serving the model only to American citizens. And I think it just shows that these models are getting to the point where even the kind of commercially available tools could potentially do a lot of damage in the wrong hands.
We've had a lot of debate here in Australia, Henry, about intellectual property and its integrity when it comes to AI models training on material. Are the AI models trained in ethics at all?
Well, they're trying to do this. So one of the ways in which tools like ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini are built is something called reinforcement learning through human feedback. I'll spare you the jargon, but basically you try and teach the models to be helpful, honest and harmless, and have some kind of basic ethics. But that doesn't always work perfectly. And in this particular case, the models were actually these safeguards were disabled. But this is this broader task of trying to make these models aligned, as we say, with human morality is one of the biggest challenges in science and AI right now, and really for the whole century ahead.
When these models are training, can they get angry in a way? Are there pathways that they can go down that if they're frustrated by something or human interaction is offensive, that they will start to engage in negative behaviour?
So you've got to be a little careful. The short answer is yes, in a sense. Look, so obviously human emotions, you know, we've got hormones, we've got a whole bunch of wetware inside our brains and bodies that allow us to feel states like anger. So AIs are not going to have an equivalent feeling, and almost certainly not a conscious equivalent of that feeling. But could there be sort of states of negative irritation or frustration? Well, AIs certainly talk like this. You know, they will express frustration if you look at their thinking traces, if you sort of look inside the black box, as we're getting better at doing. And you'll see these models finding, when they find problems hard, expressing frustration sometimes. Now, whether that's just a purely superficial layer, a gloss over the top, that's still debated. But certainly, as we build models that get increasingly human-like in terms of their capabilities, we also shouldn't be surprised if they get a bit more human-like in terms of their more negative traits as well.
Henry, it is a fascinating area that is evolving at an incredible speed. I don't think you're going to be out of a job in any time soon. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Sally. Thank you.